Hello, 2YE family, and welcome to the first podcast of the quarter of the year. Thank you for joining us today. I'm super, super excited for what's in store and what we're going to be talking about. But for those of you that don't know me, my name is Stephanie. I am the second year program assistant, second year experience program assistant. I'm currently working hybrid, so I am in the office on Wednesdays and Fridays and virtually through the computer screen the rest of the week, if y'all ever want to come visit me. With me today on this podcast, we have Bizrat and Sarah, both current 2YE mentors, who are just going to be going on this little conversation, this journey with me. And we're going to be talking about what it means to be back on campus. So the title of the podcast is Welcome Back Podcast. And that means just coming back to either campus, to school, to this hybrid model, or if we're virtual, whatever that means for you, it's just basically welcoming you all back to UCSD and to this normality of how things are now. But to get an introduction of who's in here with me in this podcast, can you both please, whenever you want, whoever wants to go first, give me your name, your year, major, college, just so that students can get a feel of who's in here, and your hometown, please. So whoever wants to go first.
I can go. So hello, my name is Bizrat Dabali. I am a 2YE mentor in the fourth year and general bio major. I'm also minoring in entrepreneurship and innovation. My college is ERC, and I was born and raised in Ethiopia, but I currently live in San Diego with my family.
Nice. Thank you, Bizrat.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Bogale. I'm a third year Marshall College student, double majoring in global health and biological anthropology. I was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, just like Bizrat, but I grew up here in the U.S. or in San Diego most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Thank you both for your introductions. And as a check-in question, what's a show, a movie, a series, or if you're not into television that much, a song that you're really into right now? But just so that I know the quarter can be super busy, super hectic, but what's something that you like just watching as like during your free time that you just like binge watching right now? I know I mentioned before, I know there's that new Squid Game show. I don't know if any of you are watching that.
Not yet. I don't know about Sarah though.
No, I'm like putting it off until the hype goes down a little bit.
Nice. No, it's really popular right now. I don't even know what it's about, but I just know it's really popular. Mm-hmm. But yeah, are you guys watching anything or listening to anything?
For me, I started watching Bones, the TV show, throughout the summer, and I guess the reason why I picked up watching it and it was because of I picked up a double major, like towards my end of my second year, and throughout summer I was just taking classes for that, and then I realized there was a show about it. Like my double major was biological anthropology, so I was like, wait a second, I remember Bones is all about, you know, forensics and anthropology stuff. Then I just watched it for fun, and I ended up being just like into it. And
yeah,
there's like 12 seasons, and I'm on like season 7 so far. So wow. I feel pretty accomplished. I'm almost there.
Nice. That is a lot of seasons though. Does it really relate to your major? Like, is that what you're going to be doing in the future, hopefully?
Yeah, hopefully. Like it's like either global health or biological anthropology, or there's like a field called medical anthropology that combines those two together. Yeah. So like, that's what I'm looking at. And just looking at this show just like teaches me about a lot of like diseases and stuff.
Nice. So
I'm being educated as I yeah. have fun.
No, yeah, educated and having fun at the same time. I like it. I watched a couple of episodes, so yeah, it's a pretty good show.
It's a nice show, yeah.
What about you, Bizrat?
Well, I wish the show I was watching had like more purpose and meaning behind it as Sarah's. By the way, I really love Bones as well, but Money Heist is like a show that I've been watching, and
yes.
It was recommended by an individual I know.
Yeah.
I need CSD, and I've been putting it off, but I finally like started watching it. It is super nice. You never know what's gonna happen, and yeah, I've been enjoying it so far. It's like something that I look forward to, like in the day. So whenever I get like a free time, I just open it and watch. Yeah.
Have you finished the last season?
No, I haven't. I'm on the second season. I'm almost done with it. So
okay.
I don't binge watch. I do like one episode a day. So
okay. Good. You at least have some self-control, because I didn't. I watched like the whole season in a day because I was just like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And it just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, I try to save some for, the rest of the days. So I don't want to, So yeah, I've been watching that, and it's super fun, yeah.
Nice. Sorry, were you watching it too, Sarah?
Yeah, I watched it over summer.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so yeah, Money Heist or Casa de Papel in Spanish. I watch it in Spanish with the English subtitles, and it's really, really good. I was actually going to say that one too, Vizra. Like, I just finished watching it.
It's a really nice show. And, I was wondering, though, like, does this Spanish title, like, translate to, like, Money Heist, or is it, like, a different translation?
It's Casa de Papel, so that translates to House of Paper.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, like a bank, I guess. The bank
and House of Paper.
Yeah. I know when it first started getting introduced and, like, it started getting a lot of hype, I was like, I can't find Money Heist, like, in Spanish, that's not how it's translated to House of Paper. Casa de Papel. And then I'm currently watching, what am I watching? I do reruns of Friends and Big Bang Theory. There's nothing that I'm on into right now. Yeah, I'm waiting for Stranger Things, to be honest. That one's a really good show. And if you haven't seen the trailer for that, it looks pretty cool. So I'm excited.
I heard that On My Block season 4 comes out today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think my younger sister was watching it too. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's some good things.
Yeah. But thank you for sharing. And if our listeners don't know what we're talking about, highly recommend you all to just check out those shows out. They're really, really good. Money Heist. I mean, all three of us are watching it or finished watching it. So just to dive back into the topic that we're going to be talking about again, welcome back to UCSD, welcome back to campus, to your dorms, to La Jolla, San Diego, wherever it is that you may be. Bizra and Sarah, how do you feel about returning back to school? Just, I guess, being back in the school mode after summer, or were you taking summer classes and was it not really a break? Mm-hmm. But how do you all feel about that?
I personally love it. I think, like, taking classes in person is much more better than taking classes, like, virtually. I know, like, we've been taking classes online because of COVID and, like, uncertainties, which I understand, but, you know, the whole college experience and sitting, like, next to your peers and, you know, attending lecture and going to office hours and having, like, that, you know, in-person, like, physical interaction, you know, in school, I think it's, like, a really significant and, you know, really great part of, like, the college experience as a whole. So I've been enjoying it so far. I am more grateful and thankful and, you know, living, like, each moment compared to, like, myself as a second year where, like, I was like, oh, yeah, UCSD, like, another day. But now, like, because I've seen, like, what it could be, I think I'm more, you know, grateful towards, you know, being in person and being here and the opportunities I have as a UCSD student. So, yeah, happy to be back.
I'm also happy to be back, but I unfortunately have all virtual classes this quarter. So I'm always at home. But I try to go on campus to either just, like, study or just to be with my friends, because, like, it feels like I'm still in computer mode, like, last year. but because yeah, I just hope that next year, of course, I have some in-person classes. But yeah, so I don't know what it feels to be back. So yeah, I'm quite sad about that, but
yeah.
I know I'll have my chances next quarter and the quarter after that.
Yeah, but I mean, you said that you try to go to campus. How has that been like, I guess?
Yeah, so well, I don't live on campus, let me just say that. I commute. Mm-hmm. And I live like 30 minutes away from home, so going on campus is harder than I thought. Like just like to get up and get ready, like I told myself I'll go like once a week or something, but like I can't find the time to go. It's either like I have homework to do or I'm helping my parents, and I'm like, I just have to make time, and then I have to ask my brother for a ride, and I'm like, whoa, is this how it's gonna be next quarter? But it's a bit like challenging. Mm-hmm. but I feel like it's manageable. I think since it's my first time commuting, like, mm-hmm. and I just need to get back into it. Like, I just need to remember how high school was, because we all commuted then. So yeah, it's gonna be like I'll either get dropped off like in the morning, and then my brother picks me up at night, and then mm-hmm. just home.
Nice.
But it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, and you mentioned something very important, Sarah. You said it's like kind of remembering when you went back to high school, or even Vizra, like kind of remembering back to your first year. Like, what do you do to prepare to go to school? Do you like take food, like your backpack, time management? Like, from being at home for such a long time and now actually being like, okay, I'm going to leave the house or go to school or whatever it is that may look like, and how is that going to be?
Yeah.
So how has your first week back been so far? I mean, I guess Vizra, I'll start with you since you are on campus most of the time.
My first week has been busier compared to, you know, the first weeks I've had as a first, second, and third year for sure. Mm-hmm. Just trying to adjust to you know, classes and trying to work out my schedule because I do work. I have two jobs. I have like four classes I'm taking. I do volunteer and do like extracurricular activities. So mm-hmm. Trying to balance like all those things and trying to work out a schedule like as soon as possible, because each of like the orgs and, you know, the jobs that, you know, I'm involved in, you know, require me to have like a set schedule. That way, mm-hmm. You know, I'm good to go. So trying to work that out and balancing things out has been definitely a challenge, but I think it's manageable. And something like I try to do like each year is pushing myself a bit more. So I know like my first year, I was just getting started with, you know, college and getting, you know, adjusted to UCSD, but my second year, like, I pushed myself to get involved more, to gain, like, more work experience, in addition to, like, you know, obviously attending classes as a student. And, you know, my third year, I tried to do a bit more. And my fourth year, mm-hmm. I'm trying to do, like, a better, you know, more things. So because I feel like I have more experience when it comes to time management on my hands and at my disposal, I've been trying to utilize, like, the resources around me. Whether it's like, you know, planning things out or like, you know, other like platforms that I can mm-hmm. use like to have like a set schedule or to organize like my day. So it's been manageable, definitely exciting, you know, being back, you know, on campus in person, you know, getting to see my peers and interacting with professors. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely like a humbling and happy experience so far.
Yeah, thank you, Vizra. And you, Sarah, how has it been first week back? How's your schedule, like sleeping schedule?
I feel like it's been great for me because, as I said before, it is virtual. So most of my classes tend to be recorded. Mm-hmm. Only like three of my classes are like have live lectures, and they are kind of optional. So, and they're like in the afternoon, so I've been getting like good amount of sleep. I am a night owl, so I tend to stay up doing homework. And then so the early classes are like my weakness because I barely get enough sleep. But yeah. Now having classes like at 2 p.m., like 5 p.m., you know, those upper dues, because I'm like, okay, 5 p.m. class, let's do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So I feel like having like a spread out schedule just like helps me breathe a little, just like gives me time to rest in between. And just enough time to like get my homeworks done in between. And I do have like a lot of readings, and readings are just reading a lot of like stuff is just very challenging because I tend to like fall asleep in between. So like I divide that throughout like my day since I have like later classes, and it's been like perfect for me. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
So
nice.
It's been good so far. Yeah.
That's good. So, I mean, we spoke about time management. We spoke about spreading out classes. We spoke about being back on campus, connecting with peers, professors. What are some things or some pointers that you all can give to students coming to campus for the first time? Again, as second year experience, we focus on second year students most of the time, right? But maybe those students haven't had the chance to be on campus, to explore campus, to get to know professors, or all of the things that you both already know. So what are some things that you could, pointers or advice that you could give those students? If you have any, of course.
Okay, I do have some advices. Like what I learned through like my virtual year and a half experiences, going to office hours is like pretty helpful. Like just knowing your professors, like more than as professors, like at lecture we just see them as professors, but in office hours you have an opportunity to chill with them, you know, just get to see them as like a colleague or just like a person that you look up to. That was like the office hour experience that I had. And like looking back to my first year, I never really, when I was on campus, when classes were on campus, I never really went to office hours because I was just, I'm gonna be honest, I was lazy, and I'm like, I go to discussion, I go to lecture,
it happens.
They don't need to know me, I'm good, I got this. But yeah. Like I realized just like going to office hours online, like the professors, they're just happy that you're there, and they'll be like very helpful to you. Like they will like, if you don't get anything, they will just go out of their ways, email you. And then they'll be like, I know I helped you. Sometimes they even email you outside of office hours, sending you like extra links and stuff. That was my experience. And it's just like, it was thanks to going to office hours that I developed like just a relationship with my just fellow peers and just professors. And so I really advise students to not take office hours for granted. Please utilize them.
Yeah, and it is scary, right? Sometimes it's like taking that first step, but that's all you need, taking that first step, introducing yourself and doing something out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Thank you, Sarah.
No problem.
Well, for me, I have a couple of advices to give as a fourth year, of course. But like the first one would be getting to know the campus a bit better. Since, you know, the year has been virtual, I don't think second year students like know UCSD as much as they should. Mm-hmm. And so just like prepare themselves to, you know, navigate the campus. So, you know, during weekends, you know, Saturdays and Sundays, take some time, you know, to go out and see like where different, you know, colleagues are at and different, you know, classes are at. And, you know, go out of like your college or like, you know, the college that you usually have classes in and just explore UCSD because it is such a big campus and you might not know the campus, like even half of it, like just yet, but you're gonna be at those parts of campus like sooner or later. So I think like exploring campus is definitely, you know, important. And, you know, make it fun. you never know what you're going to run into. So be adventurous, go out there. That's like one of my main advices. And don't be, you know, scared to ask for help. I do recommend talking to like upperclassmen when it comes to things that you have questions about in terms of like academics and like different resources, because, you know, they've been in UCSD for a while now compared to like first and second years, right? Second years, they're just your peers. You're in the same level. They don't know much, but, you know, third and fourth have more experience and fifth students as well. So whenever you run into those type of students, definitely talk, you know, and see like what you need to do and ask any questions that you have. Yeah, and, you know, make sure to utilize the resources that you have. You do pay for these resources, and UCSD has like many opportunities and resources out there. So go to, you know, offices like Oasis. There are different you know, offices and resources on campus. So definitely put yourself out there, see like the opportunities, and, you know, see the help that, you know, that's out there for you. So yeah.
Those are all very good pointers. Yes, explore campus, connect with other folks, upperclassmen, professors, go to office hours. I think always stepping out of your comfort zone is going to be challenging, but it'll definitely get you a long way. One pointer or two pointers that I have right now with traffic and parking and housing, things have not been as smooth as usual. I mean, when have they been at UCSD? But it's a lot more difficult right now to try to get any of those things. So making sure you arrive to campus on time, going to resources that you can visit, connecting with folks, getting a coffee. You know, we've been indoors for such a long time that now's the time to explore nature, get in touch with nature, get in touch with other folks. And shy is expensive. Remember, if you don't ask for help, you're not going to get it. Yes. So definitely do encourage you all to just do what you love and connect with other folks, because we all, connection and love and unity are just one of the basic fundamental things of life. But again, welcome back, podcast. BizRat, Sarah, do y'all have any last minute comments, pointers, or things you wish you knew? Again, I know we're barely getting back into the groove of things. I know I am, just with having to prepare with like, what bag do I take if I'm walking from this parking structure to the next, or what am I going to take to eat? It's just coming back, you know, coming back to what's going to be the new normal. But any additional comments that y'all would like to give?
I mean, as a last comment, I just want to put, you know, point out that, you know, self-care is like super important. As like UCSD students who, you know, are in like a very competitive environment, I think we tend to forget that we need to be taken care of. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that if you're not taken care of, then everything else around you cannot work, right? Whether it's like academic, personal, you know, family relationships. So make sure to prioritize yourself, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and, you know, just like focus on the things that you love. Make sure you're having fun and making memories, because you're not going to be a college student like your entire life. So, you know, even like any challenge that you're facing, know that, you know, things change and, you know, time passes. So make sure to like live in the moment. So yeah, that's like what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Bisrat.
And as for me, just like Bisrat said, please take care of yourself. Like, you take care of your mental health, physical health, overall health. I know that UCSD is very competitive, and during midterms and finals week, we tend to forget to care for ourselves, and we just we just put ourselves in front of like our book, our computer all the time, 24/7, and we tend to forget that we need to sleep, we need to eat, we need to just, you know, breathe sometimes. And I just hope that everyone like takes a moment during those stressful times and just, I don't know, sleep. I feel like sleep is the best way to take care of yourself and the easiest thing to do. So yeah, please just like take a break. And yeah, don't forget, you're also human, you're also a student, and so like take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Yes, take care of yourselves, connect with folks. If you're already in the program, you have your mentors to connect with. Again, BizRat and Sarah are both current second year experience mentors. Their major minor office hours are also on the website. So if you liked hearing them, you liked what they said, and you want to connect with them, definitely encourage you all to connect with Sarah and BizRat. And if you know of any students that are second year students and that could utilize our program, please tell them to apply. Our application is also open on our website, and it will be open until week 4. So there's still some chance for you all to apply and hopefully get in. And even if you don't get in, you can still use our resources. We don't discriminate. We don't turn down anyone. There's the sister program to connect. But enough of me, enough of us. Thank you for listening to our Welcome Back podcast. Simple yet very effective with a lot of important information. If you don't already follow us on our Instagram, please do so at Oasis2YE. We have important information coming up on that. We have Mentor Mondays, Wellness Wednesdays, and Focus Fridays. We have something going on almost every day of the week. And just come visit us, message us. You can find all of that in our Oasis website. But thank you again, Sarah. Thank you, BizRat. Really enjoyed speaking with you and connecting with you both. And welcome back, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.